Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the group Flipside, Rick Michoud. How are you, Rick?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm doing well. Thank
you. Glad to have you on. And a foster parent joining us, too, and we'll tell you why that is. Karen Hayes is here. How are you, Karen?
Good, thank you.
Glad to have you both on the show. Now, Rick, we'll start with you. Flipside is doing another benefit concert. I know the first one was last year. Tell us what's going to be happening this year.
Yeah, this is our second year of a live performance of Flipside. We're going to be performing this year in Tawa City Town Square, June 30th, Friday, at 7 p.m. Again, this is our second year. We had such a great year and a great attendance last year that we thought we'd keep this up. The whole meaning behind this is to bring awareness to our Northeast Michigan communities with regards to foster care, the needs of foster care children, the needs for recruitment of foster parents.
All right.
And that's really what this is about. It includes some live music, some speakers, 50-50 raffles, some art auction by foster children.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And it will be a wonderful event looking out over Lake Huron.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it.
Now, how did you get involved with this, Rick? What was the genesis for you to want to get involved with this kind of organization?
Well, Flipside performs cover music, and we perform a lot of in Northeast Michigan local concerts, outside shows. We thought we'd take some of that audience attendance and kind of bring to light a cause.
Mm-hmm.
We have some friends that work for Department of Health and Human Services, specifically in foster care, who had mentioned the needs, and we thought we'd try to support that.
Okay.
And and now this is our second year. We had a terrific year last year. We were able to raise over $2,000 of funds and a lot of awareness.
Yeah, and that's the key, isn't it?
It is.
That awareness. And Karen, let's talk to you a little bit. You're a foster parent. How did you get involved with being a foster parent?
Well, a while ago, my husband and I were told we couldn't have children, I just have a love for children.
All right.
And when I was working at a local school, I was approached to do a respite for a child who needed to be taken from the home for a little bit. And after that, we just said, you know what? I know there's a need for foster care. Let's do it. And so we went through the classes and became foster parents 7 years ago.
Very good. Well, congratulations on that. And it's a big difference between foster parents and adopting kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've adopted one of our foster children.
Oh, you have?
Yes. Our very first foster child was supposed to be with us for 3 weeks, and he's been with us ever since. So.
Oh, well, congratulations on that, too, because, foster parenting, a little different situation, because you'll have them maybe for, up to a year or something like that, and then they move on. So, there's a difference in an emotional attachment there, isn't there?
Yes. If you have the heart to love children, it's awesome, whether they're there for a day or a year.
Yeah.
Or for the rest of their lives.
Now, do you take younger ones? Do you take some of the older ones? What are some of the foster kids?
We have been licensed for 0 to 10 and then changed our license from 2 to 17.
Okay.
So we've had a range.
I would imagine those older ones too, especially, really enjoy the foster parent homes because then they get the chance to be in a family kind of unit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Thank
and I know you're going to, I'm sure you're going to be out at the concert.
Right. I was there last year. It was
you
awesome.
Were, yes.
Yeah.
That's got to be the kind of stories you love to hear, right, Rick?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Just trying to, Karen is a great example of people who stepped up and who really are good at what they do, enjoy what they do. There's a lot of need out there and that it works both ways.
Right.
I'm sure Karen gets a lot back from what she's done. And gives a lot. That's what it is about at this point. We're looking forward to this. This, again, our second annual.
Yeah.
People will hear songs anywhere from 1950s to current. And so there'll be something for everybody to hear and enjoy and all sorts of activities. So that'll be just a great event.
It sounds like it. Now, Rick, how long has the group been together? How long have you been?
Flipside's been together since 2010.
Okay.
So many of us have played together in other various groups. But since 2010, we've had our group now, and we really enjoy it. We play probably 2-3 times a month around Northeast Michigan.
Sure.
And we just can't get enough of it, and we're trying to bring some of the fun to the community.
Some of the fun and fundraising and, of course, awareness for the IOSCO Alcona Children's Foster Care. And once again, the second year for that, but a different location this year.
Yes, in Tawa City at the Tawa City Town Square.
Yeah, it's a nice location. No doubt about that. So come on out. Again, the date is?
June 30th, Friday, June 30th. We'd like to thank WKJC. We'd like to thank all our sponsors, all the volunteers involved in this organization, and even the city of Tawa City. Appreciate them for stepping up and allowing us to use that venue, which should be so beautiful.
Oh, it should be. So bring your blanket and lawn chair, maybe some refreshments, and enjoy the show.
Absolutely.
Very good. Flipside, the second annual Fostering Hope concert, Friday, June 30th, 7 p.m. Rick Michoud from the group. Rick, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
And Karen Hayes, foster parent, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.